From WCRS News, this is 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus is sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. You can go to their website at www.theredcross.org for more information. From 102.1 Focus, I'm Tyrone Capers, the public affairs producer for 102.1 Focus, and our special guest today, we're producing a health segment on mental illness. From the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI Board, Rochelle Martin, the Executive Director. And Rochelle, on the behalf of 102.1 Focus, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Tyrone.
Just tell our listeners, Rochelle, what do you do for NAMI?
I'm the Executive Director of NAMI, and I am responsible for the management of the day-to-day affairs of the nonprofit organization, and I am responsible for the implementation of policies set by the Board of Directors.
Okay. What is mental illness?
Mental illness is a medical condition that disrupts a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and daily functions. Just as diabetes is a disorder of the pancreas, mental illnesses are a medical condition that often results in diminished capacity for coping with ordinary demands of life.
Wow.
Now, mental illness, in addition, can affect persons of any age, race, religion, or income.
Wow.
Mental illnesses are not the result of a person's weaknesses or lack of character or poor upbringing. Mental illnesses are treatable.
Okay.
Most people diagnosed with a serious mental illness can experience relief from their symptoms by actively participating in an individual treatment plan.
Okay. Schizophrenia, that's a disorder?
That's correct. There are 10 serious mental illnesses, and major depression, schizophrenia,
okay,
bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, which is OCD, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, which we know of it as PTSD,
okay,
and borderline personality disorder.
Okay.
The good news, there is good news about this,
all right,
is mental illness, is recovery is possible.
Great, good. Let's go back to bipolar. What are some of the symptoms of that? Do you have any information on that?
Well, the symptoms, they vary.
Okay.
But the person with mental illness can get relief from these symptoms.
Okay.
By participating in an individual treatment plan. So I don't want to give you some symptoms, because the physician, the psychiatrist, is the one that needs to determine what those symptoms are.
Okay. Post-traumatic disorder. People that you hear when you hear these multiple shootings in the society, a lot of their defense is a post-traumatic disorder. Do you have any information on that?
Well, there is post-traumatic stress disorders, and there is information out there.
Okay.
And we can provide that information if people want to call in, and I will make sure that we have more information about it.
Okay.
You normally hear, not normally, but you've been hearing a lot about it because of people returning from
war. Yes,
right.
And multiple shootings, and not much is known about this, but
right. And it is treatable.
There are treatments
that are available for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay. How are most mental illnesses treated, Rochelle?
Well, They can be treated in numerous ways.
Okay.
By, first of all, individual treatment plan.
Okay.
It can be a treatment plan that is put together by the doctor.
All right.
By the patient and by others that can be involved. Their healthcare providers.
Okay, these treatment plans, does it depend on how severe?
That's correct.
The disorder is
that's
as far
correct.
As how much length of time go into the planning of the treatment plans?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The severity, the availability, and the options determined by the individual, often in conjunction, remember, with the healthcare providers and others.
Okay. You see a lot of the homeless people out here. Some of them appear to be mentally ill, and you're wondering, with all the new state budget cuts and federal budget cuts in mental illness, how can these people access resources in the community,
well,
like NAMI?
Thank you. Well, the Adam Board of Franklin County funds a number of agencies that can help people with a mental illness.
Okay.
Now, I would like to mention one agency in particular, which is the Front Door agency that we refer to, and that's called NetCare.
NetCare, okay.
Yes, and NetCare has two offices,
okay.
And they can assess people. They can help them.
Okay.
There are some agencies that actually go into the neighborhoods and can help folks.
Okay.
So treatment is available.
Treatment is available. That is a good thing.
And
to
recovery
know.
Is also possible.
And recovery is possible. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are two very important things to know. What is NAMI's mission?
NAMI's mission is to improve the lives of family members and friends living with a mental illness.
Okay.
Through advocacy, outreach, support, and education.
Do you have a support group for caregivers who are caring for those with mental illness?
Yes, we have a support group. We have several support groups.
Okay.
For people that have a family member with a mental illness. I actually facilitate one at the main library on the second Wednesday of every month.
Okay.
And then we have one in Westerville on the fourth Saturday of every month. Now, we also have support groups for people living with a mental illness.
Okay.
And that is every Thursday.
Okay.
On the north side.
Okay.
But people can call the NAMI office to get more information, and our phone number is area code 614-501-6264.
Okay.
And our website is www.namifranklincounty.org, and that's NAMIFC.org.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your walk.
Oh, yes, we have a NAMI walk, which this will be our 10th anniversary for the walk. It is going to be June the 1st at OSU Fred Beekman Park at the corner of Lane and
Is it on your OSU campus?
It's on OSU campus.
Okay. No problem. It's probably Lane and Olentangy River Road.
No, not Olentangy River Road.
It's on the OSU campus.
Right.
And we'll find it. Tell our listeners a little bit about what will be happening at the walk.
Well, the walk is where people come together. They have walk teams.
Okay.
And people design their own T-shirts, and they come out en masse.
Okay.
And it is a walk around the facility at OSU Fred Beekman Park.
Any other events? Will there be any other events that take place at the walk?
No, just the walk. We have live music.
Okay.
And people can bring their dogs, their pets.
Oh, okay.
And teams just come together. We have a T-shirt contest.
Okay.
There, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and say that again. When is the walk?
It is June the 1st at OSU Fred Beekman Park.
Fred Beekman Park at OSU.
Right.
Right. June the 1st, 2013. So next year.
Next year,
okay.
Right. That's right.
All right. Any other fundraising agendas are you planning? Or?
No, not at the present time. That is our major fundraiser.
That is your major fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Great information, Rochelle. From the National Alliance on Mental Illness, our special guest, Rochelle Martin. Rochelle, on the behalf of 102.1 Focus, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening to 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers. This 102.1 Focus was sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give the gift of blood. Go to your website at www.theredcross.org for more information. This 102.1 Focus with Tyrone Capers is a production of WCRS News.